Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the side of the road, the blind man could see Jesus. He couldn't see the crowds passing by. He only heard them. He couldn't see what was going on. He had to ask. But when they told him who was drawing near to Jericho, the blind man saw. Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, the crowds told him. But what his blind eyes could not have seen, Bartimaeus beheld by faith, the real organ of sight. This one from Nazareth, this Jesus, was the Son of David. The crowds didn't tell him that, but by faith, Bartimaeus cried out to the one the crowds called Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd could not see what blind Bartimaeus saw clearly. So they rebuked him and they told him to be silent. But Bartimaeus' faith would not allow him to be silent. He cried out even more, Son of David, have mercy on me. What the blind man saw, even the disciples did not. Once again, in St. Luke's account of Jesus' journey towards Jerusalem, he made crystal clear why they were heading there at all. Everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. But the disciples could only see what seemed to be in front of their eyes. And they hadn't followed Jesus, thinking they were forming a funeral procession for Jerusalem. Seeing, they did not see. This blind man knew the one from Nazareth was the fulfillment of prophecy. He likely knew that in Nazareth, Jesus preached a sermon. There, Jesus read from Scripture, from the prophet Isaiah, and declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." After reading this, Jesus sat down and declared to those around him, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Not only was Jesus of Nazareth the one who could give sight to the blind, he was the one to proclaim good news to the poor, the Lord's favor upon those least deserving. So blind Bartimaeus asked for exactly that, the Lord's favor. Son of David, have mercy on me. Except for faith, Bartimaeus could not have known whom he asked or for what he was asking. And just maybe, if it kept Bartimaeus from judging Jesus' journey by his appearance or the height of his stature, his mission towards the cross, Bartimaeus's blindness served him well. Samuel was blind like the disciples. They sought a savior to deliver them from Roman rule in Jerusalem, not someone to be delivered over to the Roman rulers. And Samuel was grieved that Saul, the warrior king, disobeyed the Lord's command and so was rejected by the Lord as king of Israel. Saul had seemed like the perfect candidate to be king of the Lord's people. He was handsome, he was strong, he was taller than any rival, he had a poster perfect face to proclaim him the rightful king of Israel. So Saul sought a comparable replacement for Saul, but seeing he did not see. So the Lord rebuked Samuel for his spiritual blindness. His eyes were blind to the qualities the Lord sought in a king for Israel. Do not look at his appearance or the height of his stature, the Lord said. And so, one after another, the Lord rejected all of Jesse's sons. Not Eliab, nor Shammah, nor the seven others. These were not whom the Lord had chosen. Instead, the Lord chose the youngest, the shepherd David, to be king of Israel. Seeing also you do not see, your eyes would make you blind. They would have you look for a savior who saves you by serving as your example, your moral compass. Your eyes would incline toward a Jesus who can make your life easier or your wallet fatter or your days longer. Your eyes would look for the son of Saul, the warrior king, to stand up to your foes, not the son of David, the shepherd king, who went to be delivered over to the Gentiles, to be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon, and finally to be killed. Your eyes would look for a Jesus who welcomes you as you are, not who sees your sin as so great that it must be answered for by his own death. So repent of believing your eyes more than your ears. Your eyes will not find what you by nature seek. Your eyes would not see in Jesus the Son of God and the Son of David. Your eyes would not see in his progression toward Jerusalem the very hope of your salvation. Your eyes would not see in the man delivered over to the Gentiles, mocked, beaten, spat upon, your only hope for deliverance from sin. Your eyes would be just like those of the disciples. Your eyes would not see in the one nailed to the cross, Jesus from Nazareth, the very God through whom all things were created. Your eyes would not see in his death the accomplishment of all that was written by the prophets. And yet, seeing, your eyes do not see. He is the Lord, Jesus of Nazareth, the very one sent to proclaim good news to the poor and give sight to the blind. But none of that matters. Your spiritual blindness is why he has come, just as much for that, if not more, as for the physical blindness of Bartimaeus. So for you, for Bartimaeus, for his disciples who seeing did not see, for Samuel in looking for all the wrong things, Jesus, the Son of David, died on the cross. And he has had mercy on you. Through his death, he paid the penalty for all your sinfulness, all your blindness, and he has given to you new eyes. The eyes of faith. As we sang 2 weeks ago, faith looks to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer. Faith sees what your eyes could not, a Savior in the death of Jesus on the cross. Recover your sight. Your faith has saved you. Faith continues to see what eyes cannot. Though your eyes see just ordinary water sprinkled on a forehead, faith sees in holy baptism death and resurrection, death and new life, sinners made saints and given a share in the very life and inheritance of Jesus according to the promises of God. Though your eyes see just a man in robes, faith sees the Lord's representative sent to forgive your sins. Though your eyes see just simple wine and bread, faith sees the true body and blood of Jesus at his altar, given to you to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. And though your eyes see just your own slow progression of years, though your eyes grow dim with age, faith sees and knows that your Lord will return to claim those who are his, to raise those who belong to him. And then faith and eyes together will see endless years spent in his presence. Now, St. Paul says, we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see him face to face. Eventually, the eyes of faith and the eyes of the flesh will see exactly the same. As the prophet Job confessed, "After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Eyes and bodies together, raised from the sleep of death, awakened eternally, so that you, with your eyes, will behold him who died for physical blindness and malady, spiritual blindness and maladies. In the resurrection, your eyes will see what for a moment only faith can behold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.